Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hearts, and unfortunately we have a new system going on here, and I could not call in on time. I tried for the last 3 minutes, but I couldn't get in. However, welcome to the show. Before we begin anything, let's bring in our favorite co-host.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be smoking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
Hey, Black Reporter.
Make sure that man gets a tip for bringing me that Crown Royal to my table. That's the kind you hear in them bars that you go out and you bring a let's see, what did they used to call it, a setup where you had your alcohol, you had your ice, and you had your plastic glasses, and people just drank from the table. I mean, you bought the liquor ahead of time at one of those BYOB parties or whatever. And you just had your setup, you know. Oh, and your mixers. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the mixers. Anyway, good evening, Crush.
Okay. Anyway, see how you like to start off. Anyway. See,
mm-hmm.
Look, we had a plan, and Blog Talk Radio fucked up our plan, you know. So, whatever.
No. We can still go with our plan.
We can still do our plan. All right.
We can still do our plan.
All right. People, welcome to the show. As always, we bring you the best in mobile music. We are playing songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Somebody asked me, how do you play music from tomorrow? Well, the music from tomorrow is those independent artists that we just love to have on here so much. You know, they're not signed by nobody, but they're making awesome music, you know. So if you are indie artist, spoken word artist, and you have an MP3 that you would like to consider playing on Phone Fantasy Radio, by all means, send us an email at submit, that's SUBMIT, at phonefantasyradio.com. Or visit our website for more information, www.phonefantasyradio.com.
Crush, I have a question for you. Oh, well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, my question is a little off the beaten path, but it's something that's very important because we are on the Internet. And this is going to impact the Internet, and I just found out about it recently. I heard something about it maybe about a month or 2 months ago. It's called net neutrality. Do you understand what that is?
Nope.
Okay. Right now, the net is neutral. In other words, depending on whatever type of service you have, whether it be dial-up, or whether it be broadband or whatever, or mobile, everything comes up at the same speed, you know, depending on what type of computer you have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what some people, I'm thinking they mentioned Google and Verizon are trying to get together to do is make some sites that they want to promote easier to get to than other sites. In other words, the Verizon and Google sites you'll be able to get to in no time flat, while the other less popular sites, it will be like you're trying to download something where they used to download it when you had dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
And you were stuck with buffering. So whenever you hear about net neutrality, what you need to do is be in favor of net neutrality, where everything is equal,
mm-hmm.
where everything can be uploaded at the same speed, and one is not does not have an advantage or another, because you're going to hear this a lot in the next few weeks and months and everything. A lot of talk about net neutrality. So pay attention to it, because unless you want your internet to be messed up, I suggest that you pay attention to it.
Well, the internet's already messed up, first of all. Secondly, it depends on your system that you have, you know.
Well, true.
How fast you can process something, you know.
That's your system. Yeah, that's your system.
Will it make a difference?
Well,
would you notice the difference? I'm sure that's their way of putting the haves and the have-nots.
Exactly.
If you go to some sites that are poorly designed, it could take forever for that site to load anyway. You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
We're already experiencing this, and I don't know if Google, if Verizon have the power to do that much, you know?
Well, that's what the scuttlebutt is.
The signal, you know what I mean, to your PC and stuff, but I mean, as far as like they're not going to redesign everybody's site, so I mean,
that's what the scuttlebutt is. But yeah, the situation is, as far as I'm concerned, is if that's even a possibility out there, I'm not a techie or anything like that, so I don't know the ins and outs. This is just something, and actually I heard this on the cable news on MSNBC, and you might want to check out MSNBC.com, the Keith Olbermann show for tonight, because it was one of the stories, and it was talking about net neutrality. It was the third story, so check it out, and you know, you can see for yourself.
Oh, so then I might do check it out. A little homework right there.
Okay.
See what the hell you're talking about.
All right. Countdown.
After our third break, we'll announce when we will have the full Fantasy Radio 10 in 10. Monthly contest.
And we are working hard at getting questions for you folks.
They're fairly easy questions, folks. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
Like this, in the 70s, how were Mike, Cal, Craig, Marcia, Jane, Peter, Cindy, and Bobby known? Duh. Right?
I mean,
how many friends are there in Friends? Yeah. How many friends are there in the TV sitcom Friends?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We all know that, right? And how about this? Which Tom married Nicole Kidman?
Ah.
See? We may
just pull out a couple of those questions for you out of the clear blue, just to see if you know off the top of your head.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. To show you how easy they are.
This will be contest prep. Think of it
yeah.
as contest prep, right?
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, we'll do it like, you know, STDs. Like the SATs, you know, you had that college prep. This is like a review. So basically, we'll throw it out there. You never know. We'll, you know, have a question out there for you.
Okay. So throw me one that you did not throw me earlier.
Okay. Give me a moment here. I can do that. All right. What subject do you want? Music, science, people, sports.
Let's go with sports.
Da-da-da-da.
Sports for 200, Alex.
Okay. What are the only three European countries to have won soccer's World Cup?
That's a difficult one, but Spain.
Get a world. That's just happened.
Okay, Spain, France, and Italy.
Well, they have England, Italy, and West Germany. So you
and oh, well, actually, you see, now it's four. You see, I was not totally wrong.
But you wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it. You're right. But, you see, this question was written before this year because Spain won it this year. And Spain is a European country. And I didn't have England or West Germany. So...
what weightly Japanese sport has participant known as Rikishi?
Huh?
What weightly Japanese sport
has
participants known as Rikishi?
Sumo wrestling.
Yeah. See? Bing, 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 okay. Bing, bing. And, you know, we'll upload the little sound effects and bing, 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 bing. I don't know how I upload it, but, I mean... We'll do that. You want to try another subject real quick?
Okay. Go ahead.
We got movies, we got music, we got history, or you just want a random question?
Give me a random.
All right. I'll give you a random question. I'm going to close my eyes. And the...
Don't roll, please.
Uh-huh. Inventions.
You scare me when you laugh like that.
Huh?
You scare me when you laugh like that. What?
What did George Neisser invent after observing high wire performers bouncing on a safety net?
Trampoline.
Yeah.
When you said bouncing on a safety net, yeah, that gave it away.
Exactly. See, folks, it's not that difficult. Very easy. And right now we're going to go into a music song set, then we're going to bring it on back. How about that? Sound like a plan?
Sound like a win.
All right. Here you go.
We don't. So I gotta hold on. I gotta stay strong. I gotta hold on, yeah. So we can move on. I gotta hold on, yeah. I gotta stay strong. I gotta hold on, baby, cause I love you, baby. Strong, but now I'm weak. I gotta get out the kitchen cause I can't take the heat. I keep depending on you, but you never come through when I'm standing firmly right by your side. I never thought that this would ever end. I can't believe I'm losing my best friend. Oh, oh, maybe we can work things out. Even though we're having our doubts, I'm gonna love you right up to the end. So I gotta hold on. I gotta stay strong. I gotta hold on, yeah. But we can move on. I gotta hold on, yeah. I gotta stay strong. I gotta hold on, baby, cause I love you, baby.
Woman by Joanne Stephen. A mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend. I am that woman. A soldier, a fighter, a debater, a warrior. I am that woman. A public speaker, an author, a poet, a charmer. I am that woman. What I refuse to be is a failure.
Tell her.
A loser, a problem or victim of society. Living life blindly trying to blame the economy.
For real.
Or better yet, to blame the system because I was too fearsome. Or illiterate to learn a new curriculum.
You go,
and
girl.
Tied down by the slum just to ruin my life when it has just begun.
Tell him.
I will never be that woman
never.
To promote negativity. I will be that woman to live successfully.
No doubt.
I am that woman.
Woman.
Woo! Very powerful words right there. Both indie artists, we start off the set with indie artist Cherokee Princess with Hold On. And that spoken word artist right there was Joanne Fearon with I Am That Woman. Black Reporter, what you think about those two indie artists?
That was wild. I mean, the spoken word artists that we bring on this air really have powerful messages to bring out to people and everything. They really, really do. And it the points that they bring across need to be heard by a lot more people and a lot sooner than we can bring them to them, but at least we're getting it out there so people can hear and go from there and everything.
Yeah,
And if it can help your life, more power to you. 1-347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. You heard your hostess with the mostest say she had a hard time getting here. It must be one of them kind of nights. You open your mouth and say open phones, and I guess everybody got something to talk about. So, Crush, why don't we?
We're gonna head over to the lines and our trifling mofo of the mic.
Lady C.
Hi.
What's up, Lady C?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much. It's hard getting in tonight, trying to get through. The lines look like it's
stay busy. Okay, I thought it was just me because we got a new number to sign in on, and it wouldn't let me in. It kept cutting me off. I put in my code, and it kept cutting me off. I tried for about 5 minutes, sent them an email and everything, like, I can't get in. Okay, Lady C, did you get a chance to hear our spoken word artist and the indie artist we played just now?
Yes, I did. Very interesting. The spoken word artist, that is deep.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And, I mean, it's something that a lot of young women need to take to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because
let's not just bag up on it.
Well,
a lot
women,
of these cool girls out here now, listen now, a lot of these cool girls out here now is really getting hot in the ass, okay? They sitting out here, like I seen a lady, was it today? And I seen it, and I'm like, you know, you look good for your age, you know, but she was just trying too hard to be hit.
That's the kind of head you shaking your head.
I'm sure a lot of stylists out there that, you know, do the clothing and stuff like that, they do say there's certain things that are age appropriate.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, you know, it's not even just like, you know, okay, does this look good? Yeah, sure, it looks good on you. Yeah, you still do have your figure. But is it age appropriate? And
right.
I think that's where we forget about. You know, when we're talking about, you know, as far as people, how you present yourself, how you look in your clothes, how you carry yourself. And the main thing is it age appropriate for you? At a certain age, your skirt shouldn't be right up under your booty. I'm sure you got it, but, you know, I say this all the time, and I've seen it. I don't know about all the other races, but I can say black folks age beautifully.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Black don't crack.
Black, I don't know about all that now.
No. I know about white guys. I do know about white guys. And I have several.
Hold on. You know this is a sensitive subject. Okay. We do not need you to be trying to come out on our radio show. Okay.
Okay, all right. No, I'm not coming out of nothing. No. No, what I am saying, though, is that I have several classmates of mine, you know, who look tremendously older. You know, we're all the same age, and they look tremendously older than I do.
I mean, yeah. What, y'all like 105 each? Yeah. Ain't nothing you can do.
51, sweetheart.
Oh, my bad. Thought it was 105, my bad. No, what was going through my head just now?
You
listen to
you're
the
wrong.
Radio.
You're wrong.
We have Lady C representing Baton Rouge. How's it going
on
over there in Baton
Rouge? Well, we had rain today, rain, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. Rain, don't go. Yeah. I love the rain.
Yeah.
Why do rain make us horny?
Yeah.
The rain that makes us horny. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I love erotica. And I like reading erotic stories. And what got me hooked, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to tell you, what got me hooked, like, you done knocked everybody out the box was my girl Zane. Everybody knows Zane, you know. Zane had this book called Sex Chronicles. Okay, there's part one and there's part two. Getting buck wild, getting bucky naked or some shit like that. But Sex Chronicles, the first story is like a bunch of short stories. Like each chapter is a short story. And it just gets right to the point. You know, I walked in, her dress fell to the floor, and my dick got hard. That type shit. No, but you're reading it, like I was reading it, like, okay, this is boring. You know how you read something, oh, this is boring. Then you get
right.
The next page, and all the drama being the next page, you're like, okay, yeah, I can work with this. So that's what happened. But I like the book because I used to miss my stop because I'd be so into the book. Yeah, and I look up, and next thing you know, I'm in the Bronx. So, you know, this book made it easy for me to just, I could read the story and close it. You know, and then I could pick up, you know, and you can, like some people like to do, I like to skip through the pages. I'll skip, go to the back and go to the front. But the first story of this book, the main book, it was she wrote about a couple who was taking a drive. They had a getaway, the getaway weekend, and they was taking a drive, and they was on a motorcycle. And they got to this bed and breakfast. And they check into the bed and breakfast, you know, they're taking showers, whatever the case may be, and it starts raining. And they kissing and hugging, and, you know, they open up the doors to the balcony, and what he does is, like, awesome, because he goes, gets a bottle, the water bottle that they had in there, poured out the water, and he lets the bottle on top of the railing. So basically, he was capturing the raindrops into the bottle. Isn't that just romantic? I just like, oh my God!
Yeah!
That was just so sexy and romantic, and I was like, oh. Anywho, let's get into this next song. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more erotica. I mean, we're just going to talk about some stuff. Got some freaky beats.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles to the sway of her thighs defined.
Touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I
am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally and physically. There's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I mean me.
The woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond. And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
I gave you more than I could give. Gave you more.
Yeah. I'll take it after the song.
That was
20 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
20 minutes before the top of the hour. 40 minutes after the previous hour. That was the woman that made me fall in love with her, the very first album she came out with. That was the one song that made me fall in love with her, Sade. And This Is No Ordinary Love. And before that, we had Betty Hughes with a very revealing spoken word piece called I Love Her. In every way you can think of, evidently.
Who do you think she loves?
Well, number one, I would hope that she loves herself. And secondly, she loves a woman who is like herself in every way possible.
So far, she loves herself. What you think?
Huh?
I think
Pardon?
It was more about her loving herself.
Me too. I thought that too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Back before, I just heard I love her, and that was it. You know, he started fantasizing and shit.
No. I know
shit
that before you love anyone else, you gotta love yourself first.
You ain't got to lie, Francis. We know that. But that's not what you were thinking of. Once you heard I love her, you started thinking of two girls kissing. You ain't got to lie, Francis. You ain't got to lie. We already knew.
Now,
all right, folks, let me get y'all. Let me throw out some announcements.
Bring in some more folks. Bring in some more folks.
I'm not going to bring in nobody. I said, let me bring in some announcements real quick.
Oh, okay.
The first announcement is, the first announcement is whoever got their TV up, turn it down. It distracted me.
Okay.
The second announcement is Phone Fancy Radio 10 and 10 monthly contest. The first contest will be on August. Ba-ba-ba-bum. August 19th at 10 p.m. right here. So, you want to know what is Full Fantasy Radio's 10 and 10 contest, LaCrush? If you've been under a rock and not listening to our show, I have the most ingenious idea to give you, the listeners and our supporters, the opportunity to be $10 richer.
Yay!
That's right. I said it. So your hands in the air, you got $10 in your pocket. I will give you, out of my pocket book, $10 whole. $10 whole. Why would I do that? Because I'm a weirdo. Secondly, LaCrush, how can I get $10 whole from your pocketbook? Well, it is very simple, and thank you for asking. First, you gotta listen, tune in, participate. Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the Black Reporter and myself and Lady C. She's our trifling mofo of the month. Okay, tune in and listen to Phone Fantasy Radio. Be interactive. Go to our website. Read up. Follow us on Facebook. Get involved.
Listen to the old show.
Huh?
Listen to the old show on the archives.
Listen to the archives. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheCrushHearts and listen to the archive shows. Why should you listen to the archive shows? Because to get $10 from my pocketbook, you got to answer 10 questions correctly. And one of those questions will be pertaining to Phone Fantasy Radio Live, pertaining to this show right here. You never know what I might ask, but I'm going to give you a hint. It will be the previous show before the actual contest. That's it. That's all I can tell you. So you may just want to tune in once a month just so you can know what that answer is going to be the following the day of the contest. So here we go.
One,
tune in and listen to Phone Fantasy Radio. 2, call in live at 10 p.m. 347-989-0767. You're going to call in live at 10 p.m. on August 19th. The first caller to call in live will have the opportunity to play. We'll take the maximum of 3 callers. If nobody answers all the 10 questions correctly, then nobody gets $10. I keep my $10 for myself.
And it goes like the old, if you remember in the old days.
Black reporter. So the third step is to answer 10 trivia questions correctly. You got 10 minutes plus a 5-minute grace period to answer these 10 questions. Now, if your time is up and we're at, like, number 9, I might just let you go ahead and answer that question. Once you get a question wrong, that's it, you're into the turn, we're going to the next caller. And next caller, whoever. So, basically, I'm giving you $1 a question. $1, one question. That's it. That's all it takes. Tune into Phone Fantasy Radio. Get free money. Don't let it slip through your fingertips. When is Phone Fantasy Radio come on? Well, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, if you cannot make it to Phone Fantasy Radio at the time of broadcast, please do listen to the archive shows. This goes for everybody. Please listen to our archive shows. Check us out. We be acting up and all that good stuff. Now, what you was going to say, Black Reporter? Black Reporter. All right. Anyway, Lady C. Lady C, you there? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm here.
Really? You think so, Ashby? Somebody said that's a lot for $10. Really?
No.
Really? That's a lot for $10? Okay, well, guess what, y'all? You think it's a lot, it really isn't. Very simple stuff. I already threw out some questions that we may not ask, or I can't answer these questions. But it's very simple questions. Which spinoff show from The Cosby premiered in 1987?
Ladies. Oh, A Different World?
Exactly. See, everybody would know these stuff. In the 70s, Howard, Mike, Carol, Craig, Marcia, Jan, Peter, Cindy, and Bobby known?
The Brady Bunch.
See?
Ding, 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 ding.
Look, don't try to come back into it now. and it's very simple stuff. It's going to be very general. I'm not going to say simple. It's going to be very general knowledge questions, and one of those questions out of the 10 will be about Phone Fantasy Radio. So basically, I'm telling you to spend 2 nights out of the month listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. That's a total of 4 hours. That's it. Participate, like I said, save our call-in number, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767.
Give me another one.
You can put it into your phones. You can tune in when you're on the road. Throw us up on the speaker and just tune into the show. You got something to say? Just press 1. See, not that bad. Give you another one, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about this? Who was the first black tennis player to win the U.S. Open?
Was it? Oh damn! I see her, but I'm drawing a blank. It was in the 50s.
Gibson? Are you talking about Althea Gibson?
Yes.
Nope. Arthur Ashe.
Arthur Ashe? Okay. Okay. Because I was thinking Althea won the U.S. Open, but it was Wimbledon she won. That's what it was.
Yes, that's what you're thinking about.
Thank you, Lady C.
What congressional award was Dr. Mary Edwards Walker the first woman to receive?
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yep. See how easy this stuff is, people? Black reporter can get it. You can get it.
Oh, it takes a lot.
No, I'm just saying, you know. You can get it. It's easy stuff, people. Easy stuff. I don't know why. I think it's going to be hard. It's not. You want another one, Lady C?
Yeah, give me another one. Let's see.
All right. And do you want
this
music,
is actually fun.
Movies, general, medical, military, math, invention? What you want? History?
Math.
Math. Really? I'm going to go easy on you.
I know how to multiply.
We won't go there, okay?
How many teaspoons are there in a cup?
How many teaspoons are there in a cup?
Mm-hmm.
When you're drinking tea?
Mm.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
32?
No, it wasn't far away, though. 48.
Oh, okay.
There's 3 teaspoons to a tablespoon and 16 tablespoons to a cup, so 48.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad, right? See?
No. See, if you think my way, only one, when you're drinking a cup of tea, is only one teaspoon left up.
Wow.
Actually, for me, it's 3. And it's not a cup. My cups are big.
You like big things, huh, Black Reporter?
Yes, I do.
Black Reporter.
Yeah.
What number is an improper fraction always greater than? Ooh.
Always greater than 1.
Yay, Black Reporter, smart. See, is that hard, folks?
No.
That's not
general
hard.
Trivia.
See, they answered in the chat rooms, too. They answered in the chat rooms, too. Well, you know, there's a delay, so, you know, that was going to be a little late, but all right. See, so, folks, August 19th, 2 weeks.
That's a Thursday night.
Thursday coming, following Thursday, yep. At 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, exactly at 10 p.m., I will clear the, well, actually at 9:59, I will clear the line at 9:58. There will be only 2 people on the line, myself and Black Reporter. At 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the first person to call in will be, and then we'll go on so forth, but I'll do it like that. 10 questions in 10 minutes, and you get $10. That's not bad. And if you,
yep.
And if it goes all so well, then we might even up the ante. Up the ante, I don't know. Maybe one of these days, so there'll be a $100 question set. Not. But if you would like to see more of these games and contests and things like that, you can help us out. How, you say? Well, donate. We take anything from $1 to $5 to $500. Donate to Phone Fantasy Radio. Visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Please remember that this is coming out of my pocket. Mine. so, you know, there might be a month.
And soon to be mine.
There will be no prize. And then you ask, how would you get your $10? Well, we'll work on that afterwards. You know, I give you a call, you give me a call, and I can email it to you, I can PayPal it to you, I can not Western Union to you, or, you know, I can mail it to you. See? Very simple stuff. What other stuff do you have going on, LaCrush? I'm glad that you asked. Well, we are working on Home Fantasy
B.
Radio's,
BBW Appreciation Month.
Black Reporter, why are you jumping out of the wagon? What's wrong?
I'm not jumping out of the
you
wagon.
Want to
say
it? Go ahead, Black Reporter. You go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Okay. We have coming up in November, the BBW Appreciation Month, where we will try to spotlight different BBWs who have businesses, certain businesses that cater to BBWs, all across the country. So if there's a BBW who has a business or whatever that caters to BBWs, or if you are a BBW that has a business you want to promote, you know, hit us up on Facebook, you know.
What? Black Reporter, what?
What?
Black Reporter. All right.
Okay.
Black Reporter said November will be Phone Fantasy's first, I guess you're going to say annual. might be Andrew, I don't know, but it'll be our first BBW Appreciation Month. What does that consist of? Well, we'll be scouting up until November different organizations, businesses, anything that's highlighted in a positive light, BBWs and BHM community.
Exactly.
It's not just about the big woman. We also want to support and shout out our big men. So what we will do is the month of November, each show will have a blazing hot chat topic pertaining to the BBW BHM community. We will spotlight different organizations and different individuals that are basically in the movement to help bring that positivity.
There you go.
I'm sorry about that, folks. I was trying to hold my breath because I want to cough, and I didn't want to cough in the middle of never mind. All right. So just had to let that out. All right. So now what I was saying? All right, so we're going to have
BBW positivity.
Hold on. I'm going to hit up different organizations, websites, businesses in your local area. Maybe you want to highlight somebody in your area that's doing great work in the community for women of or people of size, we should say, fat acceptance. Different organizations out there, anything you would like to put on the spotlight, you sure can do. Also, my last announcement is I am putting an official call out there. Do you have a Blog Talk Radio show that you would like to advertise on Phone Fantasy Radio? Or maybe you have a website that you would like to advertise on Phone Fantasy Radio. Or maybe you are selling baskets or an event or anything like that you may want to advertise on Phone Fantasy Radio. Well, for the month of September, we are giving away free advertisement, whether it be banners, images, flyers. You know, we can actually work with you to get commercials made, 30-second, 60-second commercials about your event, about your business, about your organization. So if you're interested and you'd like to take advantage of this, please send us an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And if you have any suggestions, concerns, for topics or about the websites or about what's going on with Phone Fantasy Radio, that is our contact email. It comes directly to me, and definitely will respond back. So phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And you can always find out more information on our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com.
Crush, Before we finish this first hour, real quick on Phone Fantasy Radio, we were supposed to, a few days ago, after the big haircut, have a little a little actuality from the barbershop and everything, which actually never got played because we had a very loud child in the background. But I do want to show a lot of love to my barber, the one that gave me the haircut, which everybody saw on Facebook. That's Cutting Time Barber, and with Jamal and his staff over there at Cutting Time. They are my personal barbers and everything. And as you can see, they did take good care of me. They are in New Iberia, Louisiana, on Field Street in what we call the West End community. So if you're ever in New Iberia and you need a clip or you need some, they do also do females' hair. Those of you who want your hair cut, come on by. They can take care of you. And I can hook you up with them. They do a very good job, and all you got to do is take a look at my picture on Facebook, and that's proof positive. So it is.
So now we're going to go into the next phone set, and then we're going to bring it on back.
Thank you.
You can reach me by caravan, cross the desert like an errand man. I don't care how you get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat, climb a train, swing rope to Rome, take a sled and fly down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast, cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here if you can. There are hills and mountains between us, always something to get over. If I had my way, surely you would be closer. I need you
Leader at okay, so I'm 2 seconds early. Olita Adams and Get Here If You Can. Before that, you heard the music of Mr. the one and only Michael Jackson and Heaven Can Wait. And right now, you are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio with Black Reporter and Madame of the Evening, La Crush Heart. And our number is 347-989-0767, 347-989-0767. Remember, you can always get a hold of us and leave a request, leave a comment, leave a suggestion by calling the hotline at 347-855-7372, 347-855-7372. It is now 11 minutes after the top of the hour, 11 minutes into a Friday on the East Coast, and 11 minutes before midnight in the Central Time Zone, 11 minutes before, I should say, after 11 o'clock, I should say. And I hope everything went well for you folks today. Crush, how did your day go today?
My day was interesting. I got some blue nail polish on my toes. Some pink and white and silver designs. And paid some bills and lost some money and slept and...
Lost some money?
All that good shit.
But you played the stock market or something or what?
That's what it was.
Okay. Ouch.
And that was just like mine. This is just like my week. This is my week. I was sick over the weekend, so you know I couldn't do nothing. Y'all heard Tuesday show that, and now it's just you know just chilling.
Yeah.
We got a caller on this line. Let's bring the caller in 41 to the 4. What it do?
Hello. What it do?
Hey, PG. How you doing?
Hey, Crush. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm Grisade.
Okay.
And,
I like how you said, hello, Black Reporter. This is Black Reporter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who made
hello,
it
hello, Black Reporter. I don't know who else it would be. I was just to make sure I'm the one to call people the wrong thing. I like how you popped in and, you know, did a little hello and said, okay, I'm going back to myself. So now we're here. Now what? Now what, Crush? What you talking about, huh? What the fuck, man?
Good evening, PG.
This is Mrs. PG. People don't know. She's actually hosting the sidebar right now.
Yeah, I got a call. Let me see who this is. Hold on, wait, look. You're calling me. Hello, since 41, what's this? Hello?
Oh, she put it on her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Hello? Hello? Did you not want to get on? I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes, the Miss PG.
Yes, this is Miss PG. Who's this?
Okay, you know, this is Sushi, so.
Oh, what's up, Sushi? Hello, Mama.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You're actually live on two shows right now. I actually called this to one of my friends.
Really?
So, yeah, we're multitasking right now. She came in here, so I was being nosy what she had going on over here. And then she was in the show, and then she popped in, so, you know. Yeah.
Word. I mean, you know, I thought, I really didn't think I was online. I was listening to you guys like, okay. I think I'm on, but.
We have
yeah,
the blog party line.
Yes,
yeah, we have the blog
on
pretty live right now.
Wow.
Word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is her first time. Wait a minute, y'all. This is actually her first time being here. She had listened to Milwaukee music earlier only to hear her phone being played. Well, it is what it is. So this is her first time actually experiencing being on our live radio show here that we do around here.
Right, that's great. I mean, is there like some kind of view where you actually know who's you know, account, you know, who's listening, or it's just
yeah.
Whatever?
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you was a guest, you can't tell who the guest is, but you can see if they're listening or whatever. And like when you call in, you can see who's calling. And it's a whole, you know, nice little exposure thing we do.
A nice little setup, and then you always have that spy that's going to tell you what's going on the event.
Before we go any
yeah,
further, let's let the lady who know who we are and everything too. I'm Black Reporter. I am the co-host for La Crush Heart. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. That's our show. Crush.
Yep.
Go ahead and say hello.
And we actually have our caller, Lady C. Are you there with us, Lady C?
I'm here.
Ooh, we have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. And that's another thing, too. She never know who these people are. Where you know, you ain't going to say who, but, you know, there's people listening from everywhere.
Right.
Like, when I played your song earlier, it was people from Dallas, from California, from Nashville, anywhere and everywhere. They be all in there kicking with your girl. And this is what we do. See, at the nighttime, we just pretty much party and kick it. Apparently, we on the Phone Fantasy Radio, so ain't no telling what the hell they're going to talk about over there. I'm a little worried.
Excuse me.
We're talking about stories, actually. You know,
so where's the other, I mean, where's this channel located?
It's all over the internet.
I know, but like, where's the station? Is it here in Milwaukee as well, or?
No.
Wherever you are. Wherever you are, that's where it is.
Gotcha.
Wherever you are. Yeah. Where it is.
Have a trade and do what we do.
We have Anna on here right now, and you got, I'm in New York City, La Crush is in New York City, and you have Black Reporter in
South Louisiana.
Yeah, and Lady
Word.
C is also from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call Girl Sushi up in this mix right now, you know, located in Milwaukee for the time being. Yeah, I just want to call y'all, show y'all some love. I mean, keep doing the thing. I love this shit. I mean, you know, we're live. But
hey, watch this. Hey, Sushi. Hit him with a freestyle, Sushi.
A freestyle?
Yeah, hit him with a freestyle.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready to go.
We ready.
Okay. Look. You like a gumball, I'ma turn around, and I'ma be around, rolling town to town. I can feel it now, my music by the pound, cause I got what they don't. Yep. See, I do it so easy, I run it like CB. Now I'm flabbergasted, make you flabbergasted. Cause I do this so easy. Hit your girl Sushi right here in the mix, and you listen to the voice around. That's what we do.
That'll work.
That's Sushi Lord, y'all. And see, if I was on the morning, I'll play her song right now so y'all can see how it goes down. But I ain't got it on there this board because it's a board, different board. But you know, check her out in Milwaukee. You'll hear tomorrow from 12, so it is what it is. It goes down. That's Sushi Lord in the building.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I will holler at y'all whenever.
Okay. Bye, Sushi.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank y'all.
Y'all holler at me. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Yeah, we kind of threw her under the bus. She didn't know she was going to be live right then, right there. She, you know, a little shocked. But it all went down just well.
Okay.
What was supposed to be your topic with Fresh?
Before we invaded. Erotica, basically. We was talking about erotic stories. We was telling people what's going down with Phone Fantasy Radio. And basically, we just freestyled it today.
Yep. Over my mic.
Huh?
Y'all don't be freestyling over there. Y'all be having topics and playing.
We don't have a topic. Right?
We just, like I said, we just freeforming it tonight, though.
But we're going to have a topic on Tuesday.
We recouping from Trifling Week last week, so
you know that one trifling story I still haven't recuperated from that one.
Yes, Lady C is our trifling mofo PG. I gotta tell you this. I don't know if I shared it with you, but Lady C is a trifling mofo.
Just like you know. Is that the one that left somebody in the
other
state?
Huh?
Is that the one that left that man in the other state after she took his wallet? If not, she ain't a traveling mofo. Hold on, we got another call. Let me see what's good with Vic. Hello, Vic. Welcome to the Sidebar and Phone Fantasy Radio.
How you doing, PG?
I'm doing good.
What's up, Big Kurt?
Howdy.
What's up, Black Reporter?
What's up?
I have a question for La Crush.
You got a question for La Crush? Oh, shit, La Crush. I hope you're ready.
I didn't do it.
Wait. Is that Nero?
No.
That's
Ashby.
Big Ashby.
Oh, okay.
This is Big Ashby from Nashville, Tennessee.
What's up, Big Ash?
What's up, bro? Don't you know I shout him out all the time in the chat?
How you doing?
Ask this question. I'm just curious.
What inspired Trifling Week? If you don't come out with Trifling Week, I'm good.
Trifling Week. And we have another one coming up in the end of September, actually. And we're going to do baby mama, baby daddy drama. But what inspired Trifling Week? It was just something to do. I had a stalker, you know. As a matter of fact, I have a confession from him as well, but he was a stalker. And I was just going through that. He made me change my phone number, and it was just real trifling shit going on with this mofo. And I just had to do it. I was like, okay, well, you know what? Let's put everybody have an opportunity to put people on blast. It's the summertime. Y'all hot. Y'all bothered. That bitch ankles is getting on your nerves. Put her up there, you know? So
Everybody
exactly.
going through a heat wave, and
yeah,
you need to
cool
off.
A lot of fights, especially in New York City, there was like a lot of fights going down, and people was getting beat up, and we walk into the store, and the guy got his shirt off, he ready to beat somebody's ass, and it was just trifling, like, oh boy, so... Trifling week, but we're gonna have baby mama and baby daddy drama week coming up at the end of September. So
interesting.
You got that baby mama you want to put on blast, or that beat daddy you want to put on blast? You're gonna do that in September.
Lady C, should we have Lady C rehash her trifling? What
yes,
100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to do it, Lady
you
C?
Sure.
You can go to LaCourse, it doesn't matter. All right, so Lady C's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Lady C's best friend, we're going to say her name is Roberta. Roberta was seeing a guy, but nobody knew Roberta was seeing this guy. We're going to call him Jody. Nobody knew that Roberta was seeing Jody. And so Roberta was seeing Jody, then Lady C started seeing Jody. And then after Lady C started seeing Jody, Lady C's daughter started seeing Jody.
What the fuck?
Nobody knew Lady C was
seeing Jody. Wait. We're not done yet.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Nobody knew that Roberta had seen Jody. Lady C didn't know that. Lady C didn't know that. Nobody knew that Lady C was seeing Jody. Nobody knew that. But everybody knew that the daughter was seeing Jody because the daughter brought Jody to the family dinner.
Wow.
There's a big piece that's left out.
The reason why nobody knew Roberta was seeing Jody is because Roberta is married. Okay.
And Jody's married. And Jody's married.
What?
Jody married? What the fuck?
No, Black Reporter. Shh.
Oh.
Nobody knew Lady C was seeing Jody because Lady C was married.
Now, both of them married, the daughter's boyfriend.
No, that's not how it turned out. The first person to date the guy was Roberta, the best friend, which is Lady C's best friend, Roberta.
Right.
She was the first one. Then Lady C came in and you know, started doing them or whatever case may be, but nobody knew that. She didn't know that him and Roberta had relations. So for one family dinner, let's say Thanksgiving came along and they got together and the girlfriend come knocking on the door, they open the door, and who walks in with the girlfriend? Jody. Lady C can't say nothing because Lady C's husband is standing next to her. And Jody's just sitting there grinning. Jody's sitting there grinning, right? That's not the kicker. It's going to try for the shit because that's not the kicker. We come to find out that who's Jody? Well, Jody is the ex-husband of a cousin of Lady C's family, right?
Right.
What? Like, exactly. So, but nobody knows this. So what does Lady C do once Jody comes into the house? Lady C calls Roberta. Roberta, guess who just walked through the door? You know, my boo walked through the door with my daughter. Wait a minute, your boo? That's not your boo, that's my boo. What? That couldn't be your boo because that's my boo. So now they just found out, and Lady C is just... eyes rolling top of her head and husband wondering what the hell's going on. Why are you upset or why are you feeling some type of way right now?
Right.
The husband's in the dark. So, you know, and then I guess they had dinner after that.
Hell no. Let me let this caller on because that was crazy. Oh my goodness. I can't even do it. Hello. Reese? Well, you unmuted, so whenever you're ready and realize that you're good, you know, let me know. But that's crazy.
That's trifling for you, so.
Yeah.
Did anybody pull Jody to the side and ask him, tap, what the fuck, man?
No, not that night.
Was doing it on that night?
Huh?
What was that?
I have no idea.
Mm-mm, that is just trifling. So she got the trifling.
So, Lady C.
Multiple.
Yeah. Did anybody pull Jody to the side at the end of the day, like, tap, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is going on? Anybody?
Nope. Did anybody confront Jody about the situation?
I did. But he was in denial. He denied.
He didn't know y'all knew each other.
Right. Well, he denied that the best friend, but it was obvious about my daughter. But he denied about the best friend.
So did anybody tell her daughter she was getting, like, third-hand dick?
Did the daughter ever find out? That is a good question. We never asked that.
Well, she found out about the auntie, but she never knew about me.
Oh, she found out about her.
Wow. Well,
she never knew about the mom.
Was the daughter still with Jody? These are important questions. You fucked up, Crush.
No.
Okay.
It didn't last long.
Did anybody end up knocked up by Jody?
No.
And did the cousin ever find out about Jody?
The cousin-in-law found out. The cousin found out, but they were divorced at the time, but she thought it was crazy, too.
Did she find out about all three or just some of the party?
Just about the daughter.
I tell you.
Trifling, right?
Big said, Sharon is caring.
Big always going to say something like that.
Reese, is that you? Is you 234 Reese? I mean, what's good? I need to know who the 234 is. I think it's Reese, but I ain't sure.
That's trifling.
But yeah, that's crazy. Now, I've never been in a situation like that. That's just too many.
That's layers on top of layers.
Yeah.
That's layers on top of layers.
Was Jody penis actually that good?
People are dope.
It wasn't that good. It was okay.
That's crazy.
All right.
Jody was going around and the Williams family. Jody was getting it in the Williams family.
She sure was. Jody was out here, the cousin, the mama, the daughter, the best friend. The only thing left is an auntie. I bet you y'all first hiring up, y'all find it.
Mm.
It's auntie and dead Jody, too. Auntie and a grandma. Y'all forgetting people.
Y'all. Let that come out at the family reunion. Let Jody show up at the family reunion, right?
He gonna find next year with the niece.
And Jody don't say nothing. Jody had the straightest face when he seen her. Hey, what's going on?
Jody, my Jody.
Jody felt no type of way. Like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Right. It's the auntie and the grandma and the niece meeting out this equation. It's going to come up next time to watch.
Well, folks, you're listening to Faux Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter. We have our good friend Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And you also have a special treat, Mrs. PG. From the sidebar.
Yay!
On the air with us and all that good stuff. So
we're doing a rare simulcast.
Yeah, you got the phone fancy radio of the sidebar. Blog Talk Radio, I don't know what y'all done started Blog Talk Radio. I do not know what y'all done started.
Wait a minute. Let me tell y'all what Ben in the chat room saying. He said, so if they get an STD, they know who to visit. LOL. But then, he says, that fan must be a fan of women with good pussy.
Ooh. Damn.
Shout out
to Lady C. Woo!
To the whole Williams family.
Right.
The whole Williams family.
They get it in.
They get it in too much. Get y'all asses down. When we talk about age appropriate, not age appropriate, Lady C. That is not age appropriate, Lady C.
Hello!
What happened?
You're going to come here and go, LOL, you're so silly.
Sharon is caring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I can do that. I just don't. I mean, not knowing kind of makes it easy, but, you know. If she knew and actually went back and tapped Jody one more time, just for, like, clothes, because of last time, since
so
this is last time.
You and the boyfriend are still friends, right?
No. No.
Oh, y'all
not friends?
Who? Me and Jody?
You know, you and the best friend.
We are still friends.
So, Lady C, can Jody come tap that tomorrow?
Can who? Jody has no availability here.
No
vacation. What'd she say?
Jody cannot return. Yes. We do not want to see Jody again. So what did he do when you confronted him? Did he just laugh?
He laughed
at him with a smirk on his face, just kicking.
Yeah, he smirked and lied.
And how much
can you tell your husband right there? He's right, I could just tell your husband. That'd be a fucked up bad situation. I wish the motherfucker would tell my husband I fucked him. We have a major, major problem on our hands.
See you at 11 o'clock news, huh?
Yeah.
No, the husband.
One of us. It's going to be a fight to the death. Somebody ain't going to make it.
What was that, big ass?
You know, niggas get that motherfucking ass crunch out talking about some niggas that you fucking never need.
Hey, mama, guess what?
Ashby,
you
got a question?
The
floor is all yours, Ashby.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Big. Ask your question. What caused married people to do what? What caused married people to cheat? I don't know because I haven't cheated.
No, I think at the time, Lady C, you was separated at the time, right? This went down.
No, people playing motherfucking games. That's what caused that shit.
Reese, is that you?
Yeah.
What the hell was that before when I was talking to you so last? Say hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody, Reese. You got Lady C. You got LaCrush. You got Black Report. You got Big. Say hello to all those people.
I said, what up, everybody?
Okay.
Everybody.
What's up?
The only person that can really, actually, the person that can answer that is Black Reporter. Black Reporter, what causes married people to
do? Yeah, he's a cheater. He can answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have in the past, and, you know, unhappiness, frustration.
You know,
thinking that you have no way out, you know, and situations like that. And as a matter of fact, today is my 1-year anniversary of my divorce. You know, I was chatting with my.
Is it not greediness?
Huh?
Is that not one of the emotions you've been feeling? The greed, the ability to get away with it.
I don't know if greediness was a part of it. I know it wasn't in the front, but I know, you know, deep in the back of my head it probably was, because eventually if you try, you know, you try to con, but you can't con a con, as the old saying goes, and you try to get around the best way you can, but eventually you end up paying for it, so. As the old saying goes, that whatever's done in the dark will be part of life.
Now that you've gone through what you've gone through, and you've done what you've done, now that you're divorced, what advice can you give for newlyweds or people that's in love? And I mean, what can you give to those young men out there or people that's going through divorce? What did you learn from your situation?
Okay. One thing for sure, talk. Talk about everything, even though it may seem uncomfortable, talk about it, because if you stop talking, that's the beginning of the end. Number two, if something major happens in the life, don't run away from it. Face it head on. Because I went through a brain surgery, and my wife really didn't know how to deal with it, so she went deeply into her work, which made me feel lonely, which made me run to the computer and start chatting, and even though I wasn't... Let me finish. Even though I wasn't going out and cheating, I was cheating online.
Virtual
you know,
cheating?
Like,
wow.
Emotionally cheating.
That was virtual cheating. Fuck that. I know what he did.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing. Emotionally cheating, virtual cheating, same thing.
He was virtually, well, actually, it was telephone cheating. He was giving up the nut to the phone line. Let me quit.
He was.
Yeah,
no,
I was.
Be good.
Was.
I wonder if I ever took any of your calls.
Huh? Excuse me?
LaCrosse, have you ever wondered, like, have you ran into any one of your callers that you didn't hear, you know, when you were a phone actress? Did you ever think, like, well, I wonder if I read if, you know, I took your call or, you know, because they asked you some strange shit. Could you imagine running to one of your phone
yeah.
sex customers?
Yeah, I have. I mean, they call up to the show.
No, I mean,
face.
Like, in a person-to-person contact type shit.
I have. I've met a couple of my phone callers.
Oh, you weren't supposed to do that.
I know I was saying, but when a guy offers you $500 for an hour, what do you say? You know, if you're going to do it,
you say yes. Look, you say yes.
Exactly. So,
you go for what you know.
Exactly.
No, I couldn't do it. This one was like, I just want to come up here and let you pick me up for other men. I'm like, I don't know no men that do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
He just wanted me to sit on his head, and that's the best fun I've ever had. So, you know, $500 and fun, so you can't be
yeah.
He said that he wanted me to pimp him out and have every man in the world fuck his little pussy. And I'm like, I don't know nobody that can do that. I don't know no
Wait,
man
hey,
that
hey,
want to play with nobody else.
Hey, squeeze me?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple of guys that want me to fuck him in the ass, but I don't know. My stomach can take
yeah.
it. You want to fuck somebody in that.
I do, but like I said, I don't know if my stomach can take that. That's for me. I just want to smack him around and shit, but it's not going to be the same. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You never know. My birthday's coming up. You never know.
I don't know. I have no inkling or no desire to fuck anyone's in the ass. I just don't.
I don't even know if I want to fuck him in the ass. I just want to put my dick in his mouth.
I don't know if I want somebody.
I want to fuck his face. I want to see him gag and...
Who said gag? She said, I want to see him deep throat my dildo.
Exactly.
Who said deep throat her dildo? I think I'm going to tweet that.
Clarify that. Crush is 100% woman, so yeah. Clarify
no,
that.
No, ain't no fuck that. No, suck my dick.
Suck my classy dick. Okay.
Suck my cyber skin dick, nigga.
There you go.
That's it. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. You take that however you are. I'm secure in my sexuality.
I am tweeting. I'm
going
to tweet and make it a Facebook stat because this shit is the noodles. She said she wants him to choke on her dildo. The noodles.
Hello.
I want to see that nigga turn all different type of colors. Then I would tell that nigga, when that nigga get nice and blue, just tell that nigga, breathe through your nose real gently. Cause don't just breathe through your nose real gently. That's how guys do.
Dude,
that's
a little bit more than we need to know, y'all.
No, it's not. That's what guys do. Don't get shy now. That's what guys do.
About.
That's what guys do. They say, breathe through your nose real gently. Like, that's gonna change anything, nigga. I'm crying. I got tears in my eyes, nigga. Stop. No. And I'm gonna hold on his head. Like, nigga, stop trying to fight it. Just sit there. I'm coming.
Listen, stop trying to fight it. You got some anger issues somewhere.
I do got issues. They grab the back of your head, like, don't fight it. Stay right there. Nigga, I can't breathe. What you doing? Nigga. And you wanna, they get mad when you fuck them up. Like, beat them up a little bit. Oh, my God, you're so violent.
What are you talking about, man?
See how you bring this out of me?
Reese, I don't know.
Men.
She said she wanted to choke on her dildo.
Women.
I don't know. I lost all control after that.
Sorry, I went on a little tangent. You know how I go, PG. I go on my little tangent.
Yep, yep. I went off on a tangent. I just let it go.
Yeah, I don't mean to flip out like that, but that's, I'm emotional about this. Just get on your...
Emotional about what?
She wants him to choke on her dildo.
No, no, no. I want a man to choke my dick.
Any man. She don't have a preference of who.
Hell no. That shit ain't right. That's what that shit is.
Preferably a white man with long hair.
Oh, God.
She can see all the colors at the same page.
I want a white man, preferably long hair and very pale.
Very pale,
so you can
change colors quickly, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You can see the change in your skin. I don't want them red because you can't, you know, no, because then they already got a head start. No, I want them very pale.
Real quick, before we go any further, I need to interrupt this for a second to remind people that they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, to Phone Fantasy Radio, and to the sidebar with PG and her guests, and you also listen to Phone Fantasy Radio hosted by La Crush Hearts and yours truly, Black Reporter. We've got about 17 minutes before we're done on Phone Fantasy Radio. I don't know how much time you got left, PG, but yeah, we've only got 17 minutes left. Huh?
I said a whole bunch, but go ahead.
Okay. And, the thing is, we may hold this show over a little bit in into PG's show. So who knows? This thing is getting wild.
It's gonna get even crazier. Renee has made it to the building. Hello, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hey. Renee, I just need you to know that we are on Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. Lady C. Reese is here with us. Big is here with us on the sidebar. And La Crush just said that she wants a white man with long hair that's very pale to choke on her dildo.
Hey.
She said she wants him to choke on the dildo so he's high purple and blue and pink.
And then
oh, hello.
Breeze, you know. Got a whisper, Jenny. That's something you gotta do.
It ain't got
black
fucking noodles in this piece.
Ooh. You know what? I can't even say that because you know what? I've learned in doing my phone sex lines that black men are just as crazy and kinky as the white mofos too now.
True.
I've had good old strong strapping black men call me with girlfriends, call me and tell me they're coming on their face. So white black men are just as kinky and as white men too. So any of do.
Yeah, hell yeah. I say they are. I say they are. Cause I'm one.
Yeah.
I swear. I would swing some of them to
kill me. You came on your face before? You ever tasted your cum?
I didn't hear that. You see that?
I said, have you ever tasted your cum?
Whoa.
Actually, you may have. And I'll tell you how you may have.
This is bonkers.
There's always got to be a Black Reporter moment, right? Black Reporter,
right?
No, not one of those moments, Black Reporter. That's not what I'm talking about. Exactly as I asked it, I want him to answer yes or no. He said he's that way.
Okay.
Well, I'm asking him, have you ever taken
okay.
a cup, sir?
The next question is posed to you. Have you ever tasted your own cum before?
Hell no.
Well, you ain't that kinky there. You talking about you one of them. You ain't that kinky.
Well, and let me explain to you how he may have and not known it. Because if you came in your woman's mouth while y'all were making love and y'all kissed right afterwards, you tasted your own cum.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and you see, that's another thing too, right? You're going to swallow, and then when I come back to kiss you, nah. Wait, kiss me, wait.
Yeah.
I got crazy because I said to two nigga, you know what, give me that good old Ziploc bag, and when your ass go to sleep, I'm going to drop it in your mouth. Don't get that shit right here, bro. Give me that good old cup right there.
What's the dude doing talking about that?
You know what? I'm going to put it in the freezer and tell you it's ice cream later.
There you go.
Tell you there's some vanilla pudding here. Take it.
Protein.
I don't even like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm going to mix that shit in some Jell-O.
Bailey's Irish Cream.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Bailey's my cream. That's exactly what's gonna be cool. This is that new shit, Jell-O shot. Bailey's My Cream Jell-O shots. Mm-hmm. I'll make little Kool-Aid sickles out of your cup.
You know what?
I'm going to do that to somebody, too.
You might as well get yourself with
the thumb. I'm going to do that to somebody, too. I think for Halloween, I'm going to have a guy come over, maybe put him to sleep. Put him to bed, as they say, and then put Icy Hot between his butt cheeks.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just saying. Okay, I won't do that.
You're just saying, huh?
I'm just saying. It's just something that goes through my mind. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry, men. I love men. I love y'all. I'm not evil. But just sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes y'all menses. Just sometimes y'all menses just get a girl to just thinking like, damn.
Hey, if you get thinking like that, man, you deviant.
No, she's not.
You know what I am?
I'm going to defend my partner to the nth degree.
You know
don't even go there.
I'm not evil. I'm not mean. I can be a little trifling, but I have a good excuse. I'm a Scorpio. It's in my blood. Nature. It's
mm-hmm.
in my DNA. There's nothing I can do about it. It's in my DNA. It's in my DNA.
Wow.
It takes me a lot to get there, but I do think about it. I'm not going to go ahead and do it, but, you know. I don't know. Crazy glue in a pee hole.
Now you see. On the other hand, I am the ultimate freak because I'm a Gemini.
I don't know about all that black reporter. There's just some things about your character that does not add up to the ultimate freak. But then again, Black
okay.
Reporter, have you tasted your own cum, Black Reporter?
Yes, I have.
He told you how to do it, so he know he has. If you can tell me how it happened, you did it.
I just finished telling you how it happened.
Well, I just said. No, we all knew that. I mean, I don't know.
He didn't.
Okay, good, man. I can't do it.
But do you want
A long time.
You never know, son. Do you eat pussy?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, I do.
Do you eat it before or after?
I eat it before,
after, during, whenever.
When do you do it? Do you do it before y'all have intercourse, after y'all have intercourse, or during y'all have intercourse? When do you do it?
The whole time.
Whenever.
Mom, ask him. Whenever, sir?
Well, I'll say whenever.
Black gin, that tastes the same.
The black label bean tastes the same?
No.
The black gin bean?
It don't.
The black gin, that, man.
That shit potent,
yes.
I tried this one. Okay, back in the day, this one dude brought it over to my house, and he was like, we going to drink it, you know, we going to do whatever it is, whatever, whatever. Man, I drank that shit. I'm like, we ain't doing shit, nigga. I'm like, nope.
That's
what
out.
Well,
and I see your bartender has a cream pie, creamy pussy up there right now.
Oh, okay.
Bailey,
the second drink. See, he always comes up with these nasty drinks. It's called creamy. Let me tell him what it is. It's creamy pussy. 1 ounce Bailey Irish cream. 1 ounce tequila rose strawberry cream liqueur. 30 degrees together in a shot glass and serve.
Can it be
chilled? And that's how you get a creamy.
Can I serve it on ice? Can I?
Can I
throw some vanilla ice cream in there too? Can I make it a sundae or something?
That sounds like a Saturday to me.
That sounds like a Saturday to you,
Lisa?
Yeah. That sounds like a bowl of ice cream to me. Bowl of ice cream and pour that right on top. I can roll with that. Some cream and pussy.
Folks.
Please go on to the bar. Can I get a creamy pussy, please? I don't see me going nowhere ordering that. I'm sorry. I just don't.
That's not like a
small
drink,
though. That's not like a
small
drink.
Crush, we need to close out because it is now two minutes before the top of the hour. And for Phone Fantasy Radio, that does it for us here at Phone Fantasy Radio. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. Question. Black Reporter will see you in a little while. So you stay in and we are out. We will see you on Thursday. Well, no, today is Thursday. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, folks.
We'll see you Tuesday at 9 p.m. right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Thank you, PG, for blessing us with the sidebar for our show. We really appreciate it. But we're going to go continue and have fun over on the sidebar. She's still got an hour remaining, so that's where I will be. If y'all want to tune in, 347-637-1026 is the number to call in or go to blogtalkradio.com/MissPG. Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody. That's from LaCrush's Phone Fantasy Radio. I'll see y'all when y'all come to the bar.
PG.
How long?
Yeah.